Lay out for me what your overarching vision is for Catholic education in St. Louis.
Well, you know, my overarching vision really matches that of Archbishop Carlson's, and that's really what attracted me to the Archdiocese. The Archbishop has a clear vision that we want our Catholic schools and Catholic education programs to be excellent, and excellent in all aspects, academics, faith formation, operationally excellent. And that's really, been my philosophy in leading the school system that I am at currently, and that really appeals to me in the Archdiocese of St. Louis in particular, and being able to be part of making that vision become a reality.
You touched on some of these items, but tell me what about the job in St. Louis really appealed to you?
Well, a couple of things. One is that the Archdiocese wants its schools to be exceptional and its education programs to be exceptional. And so I think the Archdiocese has done quite a bit of strategic planning and putting together plans, and I wholeheartedly agree with those plans and look forward to helping implement them further and moving them forward. In addition to that professional and ministry-based reason, there also are, both my wife and I received our degrees from the University of Missouri in Columbia, and have extended family that live in the St. Louis area. So there's a number of family connections and personal connections as well that we are really excited about.
And are there any specific lessons or strategies that you'll take from your time in La Crosse when you come to St. Louis?
I think the most important one is to really better communicate our story. I think, for a while, I think in Catholic education, we got used to the idea of we put up a sign that it's a Catholic school and families will come, students will come. And I think what we need to do, what we've been able to do here in La Crosse and look forward to helping do in St. Louis, is to really convey the story of what is it that Catholic schools have to offer that are unique, that are different, and really conveying that to parents and families and reconnecting them to that mission and the importance of Catholic education for our future.
And along those lines, enrollment has been down at some Catholic schools here in St. Louis. Some have had to close their doors even or are considering becoming charter schools. How would you go about reversing that trend?
Well, I think it's partly it's again, getting in touch with our mission, conveying our mission, communicating our mission and what makes our schools unique. And that's going to be different from school to school. Certainly the Archdiocese has, some incredible variety and diversity among the schools and programs it offers. And so I think it's making sure we communicate those very well to families. It's also making sure that we have resources available to help families financially afford Catholic education. So scholarships and those types of programs, I think, are tremendously important as well. And so I'll be looking in, together with the other administrators and pastors in the Archdiocese to make sure we can do those things most effectively.
And I don't know how much time you've spent really looking at the individual Catholic schools here in St. Louis, but there is one school, St. Margaret of Scotland, that is expanding right now. And I'm wondering if you've looked at that as an example of what could be used at other parish schools.
Well, that is tremendously exciting, and we'll be using the example of some of the things that St. Margaret of Scotland is doing very, very successfully. There are also some other archdioceses in the country that have been doing some things that have really turned enrollment trends around. So I'll be using the experience that I've had working with those archdioceses and learning what they're doing, and being able to put that in place. In particular, the Archdiocese of Chicago has really turned their enrollment trends around too. So we'll be looking to see a lot of the things that they've done that have worked well and looking how we might implement those, in addition to the local lessons, like you said, at St. Margaret of Scotland.
And as Catholic schools seek to recruit students in the city to keep enrollment up, if many of those students are not Catholic, how can the schools keep their Catholic identity while also providing a good alternative to students who don't want to enroll in public school?
Well, I think we never apologize for our Catholic identity. I mean, that is the core mission of why we exist. But we also, part of Catholic identity is being welcoming to others and sharing the love of Christ with others who may not be of the Catholic faith. And so that really continues to be a core mission. I think we look at the programs that we have in place, the way that we're able to teach and pass along Christ's love, even to people of other faiths. And so, I think that is a key part of our evangelization mission, in sharing that love and helping students really of all different denominations become we hope stronger and more faithful Christians, no matter whichever denomination they happen to be part of.
And Wisconsin recently put a voucher system in place. I'm curious what your stance is on school vouchers and if you'd advocate for a voucher system here in Missouri.
Well, you know, the program here, Aquinas Catholic Schools, has been participating in this first year of the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program, and it's been a very positive one. Here in Wisconsin, there are a number of guidelines for that. There are certain accountability provisions that schools have to meet, and that's pretty rigorous here, and we've been able to do that. But most importantly, it helps the families who have the greatest need. The particular program here in Wisconsin, students or families have to be qualified for the federal lunch program. So it really does help the families who have the most limited means to be able to provide some educational options for their children. And so it's been a very effective program here. There are a number of different ways to provide that type of support and educational choice for families who struggle. Whether that's choice vouchers or tax credits or a number of other things, that certainly will be something that I will be trying to communicate to our legislators to know how effective it's been here and how it really helps individual families.
So it sounds like you would advocate for a voucher system here in Missouri.
Well, I would certainly advocate for the legislature to look at different school choice options. Now, different states have different different needs and different things that might work out best. So I can't say whether a voucher program would be the most effective in Missouri. It may be more in looking at tax deductions or tax credits as well. But I think it's important to recognize these are families that provide these options that basically take expenses out of public school districts because their children leave the districts and go pursue other options. So I think there should be some recognition to the level that the parents are not only providing for their own individual children's education, but also providing some relief to taxpayers to not have to educate their child.
I want to shift gears a little bit and look at classroom instruction. Missouri is one of 44 states and the District of Columbia that are implementing Common Core standards next school year. How does this relate to what will happen in classrooms at Catholic schools in St. Louis?
Well, the Common Core has certainly been a topic of a lot of discussion and even controversy over the last several years. In reality, the Common Core is kind of the next set of standards, and in this case, Missouri has adopted those standards. Looking at state standards in Catholic schools is nothing new. That's something we've been doing for decades, looking at standards that states adopt and then evaluating them for ourselves to decide, does this meet our needs? Do we have stronger standards? Are there some areas where, yes, some of these standards do make sense for us? So we don't look as Catholic schools at adopting or rejecting sets of standards. We really do look at them one by one and really evaluate which ones best meet our mission.
And I want to wrap up by asking you about the long history of public service and Catholic education, both here in St. Louis and around the country. How do you see this mission continuing under your leadership here in St. Louis?
Well, we want to be able to not only strengthen individual students and families, but we really do want Catholic education to be part of the community and giving back to the community. So we'll be continuing to look for ways that our students and programs can enrich the community now, but also build the capacity for the future leaders of our communities well into the future as well.